Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The summer is quickly drawing to a close, and with it comes the end of our summer quarters at the seminary. For many of us, this will bring a feeling of accomplishment because we will have finished some difficult coursework. Greek and Hebrew easily come to mind. But whatever our accomplishments have been this summer, be them big or small, we will all likely feel proud because of them and obtain a greater sense of self-worth. It seems that if we were to interject ourselves into today's reading, we would probably perceive ourselves as the centurion, for he too was accomplished. Pride in our own accomplishments, however, make us less like the centurion and more like the Jews. They were the ones who were impressed with the centurion's accomplishments and believed that his achievements were reason enough for Jesus' help. To them, he was a man of consequence, someone who was worthy in the eyes of God because of who he was, what he had done. A centurion was the equivalent of what today would be a sergeant major. This was someone who was militarily tactful, courageous, willing to die in order to fulfill his duty. He was truly a man among men. For such a person, it was also no small task to build public structures, in this case, a synagogue. Large quantities of money were required to perform such a feat, and many times the payoffs proved to be few. It is no wonder then that the Jews praised this distinguished benefactor. Not only did they praise him, they really argued that the centurion was someone who was intrinsically worthy of God because of his outward accomplishments. We too are part of a world that loves to judge people by their outward actions and reputation. We admire capital gain, athletic ability, fame, and intellect. Not only do we admire these things, we also glorify them and make them our idols. We look to people's achievements in order to judge their worth, and oftentimes we do the same thing with ourselves. What's even worse is that we too are tempted to think that our accomplishments make us intrinsically valuable and worthy in the eyes of God. We raise our commonplace and pitiful activities to the status of worthy accomplishments, thinking that God is impressed by what we have done. Whatever it is that we take pride in, we are most grievously mistaken if we believe, even for a moment, that these things gain us any merit with God. He is thoroughly unimpressed with our talents, money, prestige, or anything else in which we take pride. God sees us for who we really are, sinners. He knows the depth to which our sin reaches. It is a depth that is innumerably unfathomable and has perverted our very flesh. In his eyes, we are not even good Christians. For who among us can last even 1 hour without falling into sin? Before God, we have no intrinsic worth of our own, and our worldly achievements and possessions are destined to pass away. This destitute reality is exactly what the centurion confessed to Christ when he said, "I did not even consider myself worthy." In the Greek, to consider worthy comes from the verb axiao, which is almost always used in a negative sense. In other words, it is not used to describe what something is worth, but rather what it is not worth. It would be as if the centurion had said, "I am worth nothing." For all of his accomplishments, the centurion knows and confesses that his worldly achievements have no lasting value, no true worth to God, and even more than this, that he himself is nothing but dust and ashes before the Lord. We may want to be the centurion, but in reality, we are like the Jews, constantly pondering our achievements and desires, storing up for ourselves a healthy portion of pride. Yet there is absolutely no room before God for our achievements and pride. In spite of all this, God still says that he loves us and makes us worthy. It is obvious that we are not worthy before God based on our own merits or who we are. Instead, God makes us worthy because of the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ. The life of sinlessness that we cannot live, he has lived for us. Those merits worthy of salvation that we cannot produce, he has furnished for us. If we want to look at our real worth, then we ought to look at the cross, at the blood of Christ given for us, because it is there that his merits were achieved for us and our sins were placed upon him. God surely does love us, but only because he loves his Son, in whom we now believe and live. This same undeserved love is apparent in our text for today. In Roman society, slaves were seen as material objects, property. Although many slave owners wanted to protect their investments, the life of a slave was always expendable. Certainly the centurion valued his slave, but the onlooking crowd would have considered him insignificant and unworthy. But Christ, in his love and mercy, chose to heal this undeserving man. The Greek word here is often used to translate the Hebrew word shalom, which means peace. This is not the fictitious peace that we so often hear about in our world. This is a peace that makes whole all divisions in a relationship. It represents a fellowship that is entirely complete and perfect in all its parts. It is a fellowship without blemish. Jesus makes shalom, peace between this slave, God. And the essence of this peace, this true fellowship, is so real that it is physically manifested in the slave. God has done the same thing for us. In the waters of holy baptism, God delivers his gifts of forgiveness, new life, and peace, which were won for us at the cross. It is here where God bestows true fellowship between us and himself. In these waters, God again pronounces true peace on us. Think carefully for a moment, because it is in that font, as entirely helpless newborn babes, that God once again has made us right with him. Like the slave, we are unworthy, but nonetheless, God has blessed us in our unworthiness. God looks beyond whatever vain worth we see in ourselves, because he knows it is only by pure grace and mercy that we can once again have peace with him. Centurion was right to believe that Christ would heal his servant, not because of his intrinsic worth, but simply because in Christ, God has promised to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Rest assured, God now sees you as worthy through Christ. Amen.